Warning: the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast, starring Dags and Rez. Get ready for another powerful episode. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is Magical Mike, DJ Rez.
Hello, it is Magic Mike. Good morning, Dags, or afternoon, or even, well, I don't even know what it is. Hello, amazing friends.
Welcome. There is no time. I don't celebrate time.
Time is a construct. Yeah. That's what the kids say.
Time is on my side, and I'm having it removed.
Oh, man. You're having time removed from it? Oh, man.
Yes.
Is that a timectomy?
It is. Timex. Takes a lick and keeps on ticking, or what is it, sticking? Or
I think you're close.
Hello. Welcome back, friends. If you're new to this podcast, what it is me and Mike or DJ Rez hanging out, talking pop culture, real important stuff.
Extremely important stuff.
It is.
Yeah, we have some Grammy stuff, some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stuff, some other podcast news.
It's just stuff.
Russian satellites getting launched into space.
So Russia is going to put nukes in space.
That's the rumor.
Yes.
I have a feeling their launch on the 9th was the deployment of nuclear satellite. We'll call it Vladimir 1.
Vladimir 1.
Yes. Explosive details will be coming out soon.
Poutine on the Ritz.
Oh.
You know what? We have Space Force.
We do have Space Force.
They laughed at Space Force, but now we know why we have it.
That's right. You would think, though, that the uniforms would be stars, but the uniforms are camouflage.
Well, you got
like in the jungle, camouflage.
What would be the ultimate camouflage for space?
Stars.
Stars.
Yeah. Maybe an Orion constellation.
What is the Orion constellation? You don't know.
It's the one with the stars in it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's three of them at least in the belt.
They have a belt. Very good.
Yes. See, I know my stuff.
Orion the Hunter.
I know my Ursa Majors and my Ursa Minors.
Yes. You are a bear.
Yes.
Very good.
Seven sisters.
Yes.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, look at you.
Drago.
Cassiopeia.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Yes. Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful astronomy jokes, stargazing, nukes in space, pigs in space.
Yes. It was a great Muppet skit.
It was. Powerful Muppet skip. Skip. I just said Muppet skip.
It's all right. You got peanut butter on the brain.
We do. We're working with multi beverages here.
We are. I don't know why, but we are.
Tell the fans, a flock of friends and whatever we call ourselves now, the amazing friends.
Ooh, a little throwback to the old version. I've got a Coors Light. The mountains are blue. That's for sure. And then I've also got a Logan Paul Prime energy drink in front of me. I think I want to dig into that.
Are you jumping ship? Are you going to the impulse, or what is it called? Impulsive?
Impulsive?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I have no idea. No, I just want to see what it tastes like. See what the hype is about. It's orange mango. Is this flavor? 200 milligrams of caffeine, zero sugar. It's vegan and it's gluten-free. That's important.
Powerful. All right, crack it open.
So Logan Paul's got your back if you're trying not to.
Micro DJ Rez is enjoying a powerful orange mango. Ooh,
I like the echo in this bar.
Yes. The acoustics are exquisite. In the bar and taking a powerful sip. What do you think?
It tastes like an orange San Pellegrino. San Pellegrino?
Orange San Pellegrino.
Yeah.
Powerful. He's looking up.
Little flat aftertaste.
Flat aftertaste?
Yeah. Not too sure what I think.
What is it flavored with? Aspartame? Sucralose?
If I could read, I would tell you.
Oh.
I can't even read it. It's yes. The lettering is too small and my eyes are too old.
Yes.
You know how that goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have too much glaucoma. How is your eye pressure?
It was a little high.
Yes.
Not going to lie. I do have to go back and get it checked to make sure I don't have glaucoma.
You want me to blow in your eye?
Ooh, could you?
Yes, yes.
I'm glad you said in your eye after you said blow.
Yes. Well, blow me down. Powerful show today. Let's get into a podcasting. Now, we are a powerful podcast. We have been podcasting together for over...
Decades.
Decades, yep. Years, centuries.
Millennium.
Yep. Yes. Joe Rogan, veteran podcaster, just got deal of the lifetime, $250 million, quarter of $1 billion to podcast on Spotify, but he's also able.
I was going to say, it's not exclusive.
No, it's though. Not exclusive. Inexclusive? Unexclusive?
By exclusive?
There's no exclusivity.
He's on iHeart now too, right?
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
But he's still on Spotify and he gets $250 million.
He just signed that deal with Spotify like 4 years ago.
For $100 million.
Yeah, and that was a 10-year deal, wasn't it?
I believe so.
So they're just re-upping they must be making a lot of money on him. We all know they're making a lot of money on indie artists. They're taking all of their money.
Yes.
And giving it to Joe Rogan, which is kind of disgusting.
$250 million.
It's a lot of fucking money. Fucking Joe Rogan, man.
Good for him.
Yep. I remember the day, way back in the day, he was trying to get people and making them feel bad for not wanting to eat a shake made with cockroaches on Fear Factor.
Did you enjoy Fear Factor?
I did, yeah. The kids and I watched it all the time. It was Monday nights on NBC, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I can't remember. Either way, it doesn't matter. You'd put pressure on people to face their fears, win, I don't know, $100,000 or something.
Was it 50 grand? I'm saying it's 50.
I think you're right.
Powerful memory.
Yeah. And yeah, they would always have the helicopter shot at the end of them cheering when the one person won. But yeah, now he's making 250 over 10 years. My public school math says 25 million a year. They'll probably do that for like 4 years and then they'll re-up them for like 500 million or something. It's crazy. What a sellout.
Yeah. That's our joke here that we are a powerful indie podcast, but we are willing to sell out.
Right. Yeah. Spotify, if you have any more money you want to spend off the backs of indie artists, let us know.
Yes. We are on Spotify.
We are on
Spotify. We're also on iHeartRadio, Pandora.
All the big ones.
Keep naming other ones.
Deezer, Amazon Music, yes. Radio Public.
Everything.
A couple of the ones that have closed recently.
We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Everywhere.
Wherever you enjoy podcasts, we are there. We want you to subscribe. We just ask you one thing. Please tell a friend about our podcast. Also, leave a review, leave a rating. It helps us, and it will help you. Helps get the word out on this powerful podcast. Also, we are available on all social media platforms.
Everyone.
Facebook, Instagram, and my favorite, X.
X.
X, at Amazing Pop Pod.
We're getting that OnlyFans fired up soon.
Yes.
Just keep looking for it.
Yes.
Join OnlyFans. Someday we will be there.
What do you think of the future of OnlyFans? Is it going to keep going? Is it going to...
No, I think it'll be dead in 2 years.
2 years. You heard it here first.
I'm giving it 2 years. OnlyFans, if you last more than 2 years, good for you. But I'm not a big believer in OnlyFans, I guess.
Can you imagine working hard at your shitty job, 9 to 5, and then giving someone your money every month?
Yeah, but just imagine all those people working their shitty 9 to 5 jobs and then getting $1,000 a night for showing their feet.
Yes.
God, I wish I could show my feet. I mean, I can, but nobody would want to buy it.
No, I don't think so.
Should we try that someday?
You should. You should.
See if there's a market for my feet on OnlyFans. That would be amazing.
OF, Only Feet.
Yeah, be fun. I don't know if I could get that past Mrs. Rez, but
no, it'd be quite a feat.
We could try it.
What do you think? She would she care or not?
Oh yeah, she'd be pissed.
Would she?
Oh yeah.
What if she started cashing those checks though?
There would be a moral dilemma for her for sure.
It's very immoral.
Yeah, as you can tell, I wouldn't have as much of a problem.
No.
If I was making an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month on feet pics or feet videos.
I got it.
What's that?
Nude cribbage board creation.
Whoa. I don't think she would be down for that.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be involved. It'd just be you.
She's still... All right. She doesn't want to share this.
No.
You know?
It's a lot to share.
Yeah, it's... I got a lot of jelly in here.
Well, now we were talking about podcast off mic before we fired up this powerful episode. Dana White.
Yes.
Was just on, I don't even know if it's actually dropped, the episode, Howie Mandel's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Can you say he was on?
So Howie Mandel starts off the show. He says, Dana White, you know, and he says all these nice things about him, but kind of weird. He says, you're a philosopher. And I don't know if that was tongue in cheek. He said, you're a great philosopher. You're a great businessman.
I'm jealous of you.
I'm jealous of you. There was some wrestler, fighter, red-haired dude, and he said, I know you don't get along with Ginger.
Right.
And then Dana White starts speaking, and he had a pained look in his face. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
And then he starts talking. He's like, I can't do this.
I can't do any more podcasts.
And he walks off.
Yeah. I think the pained look in his face was that he's a bad actor.
So that's, yeah, exactly. So that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think? Was this, he's either crazy psycho dude, this was planned, he walked off, or he's a crazy psycho dude, he walked off. It's all scripted. What do you think?
It's scripted. The looks on everyone's face told me that it was scripted. I think I would guarantee you that they recorded that, and it's not even part of the episode. They were just like, let's do this video. We're going to put this out. Like, you walked out. That's going to get people to listen to this episode. And he's going to be on the episode the entire time.
The sad part is we're talking about it.
I know. It worked. And
everyone's talking about
it. Yeah, it worked. It was all over X today. I think I saw it pop up in my feed like 9 times.
At Amazing Pop Pod, by the way.
Yeah, and at Mike Rez Radio.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yes, follow Mike Rez, too.
Yeah, please. Yeah, it was being shared by multiple accounts. So they got what they wanted out of it for sure. I don't think Dana White is honestly sick of doing podcasts. He's one of those guys that wants to talk about himself all the time.
Yes. I did see an interview where he said he's sick of the media.
Sure.
The big media.
Yeah. I bet it's just a play on that. You know, Howie Mandel was like, come on, let's just do this. And Dana was like, yeah, I'm for it. And then we'll act and everyone will buy it.
I know. It's like I've done dumb stuff. Like I've said, like your DJ Rez has been suspended for a week.
Which time?
Yes, he's been at rehab.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was there. For real, though. I mean, Dana White's just pretending.
So you think it's fake?
I think it's fake. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's fake, but God, if it's fake, that's so lame.
It is, but it's Howie Mandel.
Yeah. We don't want to say cringe because I feel the word cringe is cringe, you know, but people still use cringe.
Yeah. I wasn't like uncomfortably cringe with it. I was just like,
become comfortably cringe.
I think it was just, I don't know. It was awkward because they're just nobody on there was a good actor about it.
But can you imagine having that much dough and being upset about anything?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hope I have that much dough and it's still upset.
You just wake up in the morning and it's, you got all that money.
I got a stack of 100s in my back.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't sleep well. I stack of money.
Like the princess and the pea.
Having that much money, you have no reason to be upset about anything.
No. Actually, I was just having a conversation with the Lyft driver.
You use Lyft?
I do use Lyft. I'm I'm a man of the people, Dags.
Now, I think we talked about that before. You don't use Uber, you're a Lyft
dude. I'm a Lyft guy because I get miles from Delta.
And I think their stock is doing really well, isn't it?
Yes, Lyft is better than Uber. So I'm sitting in the back of my Lyft, and I'm just chilling.
What is the average? Now, how often do you use Lyft?
Maybe twice a month. Not very often, but often enough.
Let me ask you this. Can you request a driver?
I don't know if you can request a specific driver. But
so it's not like going to a barber shop where you want
right
Ricky to do your hair?
Yeah, you can request a specific type of vehicle.
What is your go-to vehicle?
The fastest one that'll get me there.
What does that mean?
Whatever the cheapest one is. So sometimes it's what you do. So you pick the cheapest one that'll come right away, you know, and you don't choose the extra large or the fancy ones or the whatever they call it, the premiums or whatever. You just, it's kind of like you're playing roulette with what's going to show up. 9 out of 10 times, you get the SUV.
You get an SUV.
Yeah. And you can either request the SUV so you know you're getting an SUV and that's like $5 or $6 more, or you just hit the standard and whatever comes. But a lot of people have an SUV anyway that are drivers. So you usually get an SUV.
How far are you usually driving? Like your miles?
I've never gone more than 10 miles on a Lyft. We just have too many drivers and not enough cars in the house. So I have to take a Lyft once in a while. So, and sometimes I require the young driver in our house to take a Lyft. So I just think it's fair sometimes that I take the Lyft as well. Now, Mrs. Rez is too good for a Lyft.
What do they have, like a fancier version for her or what?
No, she gets a car.
Oh, she's princess.
Yeah, she's princess in the pea. Mm. So, but yeah, no. So anyway, so I'm driving in my Lyft. Speaking, going back to the $1 million.
Yes.
Or the money. And all of a sudden my Lyft driver starts saying, "Hey, you know what I was just thinking?" Just out of the blue. You know, I was like, "No, what were you thinking?" He's, "How much happier I would be with $1 million." And that's when I knew he was one of my people.
Bare naked ladies, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If I had $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, and then we agreed that money might not make you happy, but it would solve a lot of problems. And in turn, that would make you happy.
Do you think you'd get bored?
Not me, no. I've got a lot of, I wouldn't give up making cribbage boards and doing the Amazing Pop Culture podcast. I would still do that. I'd have to do stuff to keep me busy. A lot more volunteering, probably.
How late would you sleep in?
As late as I wanted to. That's how late I would
sleep. Average. What are you thinking? Would you go to bed late? Are you normally an early bird?
I have to for work. On my days off, though, so I'm usually
open. You're a billionaire now.
Oh, okay. So I'm a millionaire now. I would be going billion. Billionaire.
Billion.
I'd probably go to bed between 11 and midnight every night, just because why not? And then I'd probably sleep till about 9 or 10.
Where would you end up? Would you have multiple houses?
Yes.
You'd keep your house here.
I would keep my house here and get one on the East Coast for sure.
Why the East Coast?
Because I like the East Coast better than the West Coast.
All right.
So probably around like Maine, Portland, Maine area in that neck of the woods. And I don't know, maybe somewhere in Oregon too. We'll see.
But so you'd sure be on the West Coast too.
Maybe. For sure two houses though. One here, one out east. And get a better car. Two good cars. One for me and the missus. And my parents would not have to pay, or they would own their houses straight up. And they would probably have new cars as well.
Sweet.
Yeah, my siblings, we'll see how they invest their $1,000 I give them.
$1,000.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, that was a lot of money.
It is.
I don't want to spoil my siblings.
No.
What would you do with $1 billion? How late would you sleep in?
How late would I stay up first?
Yeah, how late would you stay up? I mean, you're up all the time on Twitter and X.
24, so. Yes. 24/7 tweeting hilarious stuff. Mm-hmm. What's the latest hilarious thing I did? Do you remember? I'm going to go right now.
Talking about Pop-Tarts, weren't you?
Yes, thank you. That's a nice segue.
You're welcome. Would you buy a lot of Pop-Tarts with your billion dollars?
So what time would I go to bed? I'd say I start falling asleep now with my normal job working at the food court about 12:30.
Nice.
So with a little melatonin, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I sleep in too late, though, I start getting, you ever get weird dreams? Like if you sleep too much and you start getting headaches and, you know what I mean? When you go past the natural time for you to wake up.
Yeah, but it could be other stuff too.
What?
Could be RBD.
What's that?
REM sleep behavioral disorder. I just found out about that. I got to do a sleep study to see if I have it.
REM.
REM behavioral sleep disorder. REM sleep behavioral disorder.
It's the end of my insomnia. I feel fine. REM, rapid eye movement. Tell us.
So,
just a scatterbrain show.
I know.
Who cares?
All right. So if a normal person, when they go to sleep.
Not us.
Yeah. When they get in their REM sleep cycle, one of the many that you have at night. When you have a dream, and when you get into REM, your body goes paralyzed, except for the breathing part. Your brain just does that. If you have RBD, you react to your dreams. And you wake up thrashing, or you wake up. Something in your dream wakes you up. You might wake up punching the air. You might wake up in a cold sweat. You might have headaches when you wake up in the morning. And your dreams are not supposed to wake you up.
One time I woke up, I was popping and locking.
Oh.
I was dreaming of electric.
Say, what's breaking happening?
Breaking to electric boogaloo. Yes.
You're a rerun in your dream?
Rerun.
Yeah, so I have to go do, because I more than likely have sleep apnea. Because everybody has sleep apnea, it seems like now. So they want to test me for that, and then they're also going to check to see if I have this RBD.
CPAP.
So I might need a CPAP for sure, but I also might need medication. The problem with RBD.
Yeah, you know me.
Nice. Is that half of the people that have it, it's a precursor to Parkinson's if it's in that part of your brain. So I'm hoping that it's symptomatic, which means I just need medication. There's no Parkinson's or dementia that runs in my family, so I'm guessing that I just need the medication.
What makes you think you have this?
Because I wake up from my dreams. I wake up thrashing and kicking and punching.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a very violent sleeper, Dags. I don't know if you know this.
No, I usually...
You wouldn't know this.
Thank God.
But yeah, so we'd have to get separate rooms if we ever...
When do you get the sleep study done?
March 31st, Easter Sunday. The night.
Are you going to do cool live?
Hell yeah. It's going to be in a hotel here.
Yes, it's going to be... let me guess where it's going to be.
All right.
It will be somewhere...
I'll just say there's an old train museum involved.
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
Man, you know everything.
I'm your father. But CPAP, I did a powerful meme, by the way, at Amazing Pop Pod, CPAP plus Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, I did see that. I can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see how this sleep study happens.
That's going to be awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
We want you to be healthy.
I could probably lose weight if I get a good night's sleep.
You will.
At least that's what they say.
Yes. And you were talking about before we went off on our powerful tangents. William Bill Post, inventor of Pop-Tart, passed away at the age of 96.
Rest in peace.
And I said, what is your favorite flavor?
Strawberry. I was a big strawberry fan with the white frosting and the confetti sprinkles.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you toast?
I did as a kid. I do not toast anymore. I will not toast.
Do you eat them raw or do you microwave them?
No, I eat them raw. The best way to eat them. It was a good way to know too, if you had a sweet tooth or not, because sometimes it would hurt your teeth.
Yes.
Because they were so sweet.
I love them because they're like MREs.
Like the crackers in an MRE.
Yeah, but they're in that cool reflective
the foil.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your favorite flavor?
Strawberry.
Did you ever try the cinnamon one?
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, I think if you actually put real butter on them, it would be almost like a quasi breakfast food.
Yeah, I've never. I never had it with butter. Now, cinnamon's not my first choice, but if it was a choice, I would probably choose cinnamon if strawberry was not available.
What's cool is when I was on X here, people were mentioning all these discontinued flavors. Did you see any of those?
No.
Yeah, so.
Let's go over some of them.
See.
Yeah, I was surprised when that popped up in my timeline yesterday.
So this guy said they all suck.
What?
So then I did the meme, get out. So strawberry unfrosted, frosted cherry, the now defunct vanilla fudge.
Vanilla fudge.
This person says it's a tie between cherry and brown sugar. Frosted brown sugar.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of, not the cinnamon, but the brown sugar.
Brown sugar cinnamon is life.
Oh, see, there you go.
Maple, frosted strawberry, frosted brown sugar cinnamon. Cinnamon brown sugar. Cherry. Grape. Not grape. Blueberry. Grape.
I don't think I ever had grape.
Raspberry frosted. Raspberry RIP. RIP. Back in the day, chocolate fudge. Frosted Dutch apple, now extinct. S'mores or hot fudge sundae. Cherry, strawberry, blueberry frosted. Unfrosted blueberry. Amazing.
The fact that they made so many unfrosted flavors is really disappointing.
Do you remember that powerful YouTube video I made where I tested the natural version?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to watch that, go to the most powerful YouTube channel ever created.
Amazing pop culture podcast. Check it out. Powerful review of.
Would you eat a vegan Pop-Tart?
What would that be? Is there normally? So it'd be non-dairy.
Yeah. How about a vegan gluten-free? I think we got to try that. They got to come up with it and I'll try it.
Yes, I will try anything.
Yeah. I think that it'll be different than the all natural, of course.
Yeah, I need a little artificial. You know, something I try that's all natural that I actually don't mind is a macaroni cheese, mac and cheese by Kraft.
I've had the natural.
What'd you think?
I don't think I was a fan.
Okay.
Because I've, ever since then, I've only eaten the
original. You want that phosphorescent orange color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that artificial orange color.
Let me ask you this. Elbow macaroni or the straight? What do you like better?
What do you mean by straight, like spaghetti?
So.
Or like rigatoni type?
No, just if you look at the mac and cheese, they'll have the little pasta. It's just tubes, but it's like a straight. Right. Whole, yeah, it's like a mini little.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Straw. Yeah, a little chunk of straw.
No, I got to do elbow.
You like the elbow macaroni?
Yep. Elbow macaroni, but now shells.
Yes, that would be the next logical question.
And then bow tie is another favorite of mine.
You like the bow tie?
Yeah. You can get at one of the local grocery stores with the pasta bar. They have bow tie noodles as a option.
I used to be a bouncer at a pasta bar in the 80s.
Really? Did you wear a bow tie?
I did. No, I wear a bolo tie.
Ooh. You know who else wears a bolo tie now? Is Beyonce.
Powerful segue into your Grammy.
Yeah, she's coming out with a country album. She's released two country songs. One of them called Texas Hold'em, and I can't remember the other one.
How is that going to, what is your thoughts on that? How is that going to work?
It'll be interesting. Usually you go country to pop. She's going pop to country. So I bet it's gonna work. You can do both.
I don't think it's going to work.
People are going to buy it.
So who else? So what do we have? Nelly, Big Country, right?
Yep. Darius Rucker.
He just got arrested recently.
He did. Drug possession or something?
I don't know. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Who else went country after going pop?
Lil Nas. He did some country, right?
Lil Nas X. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, his first song was country.
Yes.
Did Cher do a country album?
Cher?
Yeah.
She wasn't hip hop.
No, but she was pop.
She was pop.
Yeah. I would consider Beyonce pop, not hip hop.
True. R&B pop. Pop. Yeah. Destiny's Child, what was that considered? Just pop? R&B slash pop.
Yeah.
Slash Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I can't think of many that have gone backwards, but Taylor Swift started out country, and now she's the pop princess. Carrie Underwood kind of did that crossover. Kelly Clarkson definitely did that crossover. Garth Brooks tried to do that crossover.
He tried to go emo with his...
yeah, he tried changing his name.
Chris Gaines.
Yeah, which would have worked out if he would have changed his voice. But I guess we don't do that.
Chris Gaines, it's been said before, but it would have been an ultimate name for a bodybuilder. Chris Gaines.
I think he's related to Raleigh Gaines, the swimming commentator guy. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I can think of as far as that goes. Anyway.
So I think that Beyonce and country is going to bomb.
I think a second album will bomb, but the first album will sell because everyone's going to be curious and she's going to get a billion streams. So
when does that drop? Soon?
Let's find out. Yeah, yeah. It's coming out pretty, I think March, I want to say, but I'll say don't quote me on that, and then I'm going to check it out really quick.
Did she do anything on the Grammys, or she was there, obviously?
She was there.
Was presenting?
I don't even think she... Did she present?
Jay-Z was up there, right?
Jay-Z got the Dr. Dre Lifetime Achievement Award, or whatever they call it.
Yes.
Dropping in 2024. It's called Act 2. It is March 29th. Act 2. The same day that Aaron Lewis, Hardy, Kenny Chesney, and Sheryl Crow all come out with country album. Sheryl Crow crossed over. She does country now.
So, I didn't even know she was doing music.
It says right here, Sheryl Crow Evolution, March 29th. You know who's kind of goes back and forth? Jewel.
Jewel, she's still around?
She is. I don't know when her last new song came out, but yeah, she is still around. She's done some like cameos and some shows or movies here and there. So, but yeah, she's still active.
Where do you go from country then? Like, what's the next stage?
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass?
Yeah, he's got to be bluegrass.
Then what?
Retirement home.
All right.
Yeah. I think, yeah. You think, like, when you go from pop music, because it's short for popular music, and then you do country, which is still popular, but its heyday was the 90s.
It used to be country western.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Western music? Now it's just country.
I think
R&B, rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Rock.
Rock. Now it's just rock. Pop.
There's no Rollers.
No Rollers.
It used to be the Bay City Rollers.
That's true.
My favorite rolling band. I think Rolling Stones.
They got into a fight with Jefferson Starship.
Yes.
Oh. Used to be Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, who built the city. Yes, it was Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Starship. Starship.
And yeah, that was the hovercraft.
Ship. Drone. That'd be cool. Is there cool drone bands?
Yes, we have a nice
Jefferson Drones.
Local drone music maker. A Gehenna Saga, John Erickson, who's a tattoo artist at Black Coffee Tattoo. Who did my badass skull.
Are you getting paid for that or?
No, I just like John. John's a cool dude.
Am I getting paid for this?
Yeah, you're getting paid in gratitude.
All right.
So, but speaking of Grammys, I got a list of some artists who've never won a Grammy. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Queen.
Never won a Grammy.
Never won a Grammy. The Who.
Where? Who?
Jimi Hendrix. Journey. Joe Satriani. Guns N' Roses, Depeche Mode, Queens of the Stone Age, Patti Smith, Bob Marley, Talking Heads, Kiss, Lana Del Rey, The Grateful Dead, The Cure, Janis Joplin, The Pretenders, Jackson Brown, and Rush.
Who?
Your favorite band.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. I assume Rush hasn't won anything because the equivalent in Canada doesn't exist or something.
Yeah.
The exchange rate is impossible.
It is.
For every one Grammy here, that's 1.5.
How's it going, eh? At that list there, what's shocking to you? Because you put some big pop names in there. I mean, I understand Rush and that kind of stuff, but... You had Journey?
Jimi Hendrix, Journey surprises
Journey?
Me.
Journey?
Queen is Queen? Probably the biggest one that surprises me.
You think there'd be some, after Wayne's World, there'd be some Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right. But can you win?
A
Grammy for something that's like a lifetime, like 20 years. There's a lifetime achievement.
Do they have like a cheesy lifetime achievement?
Yeah, they do. Well, it's a good question because the Dr. Dre one is mainly for hip hop acts. So that's a good question. I don't know if they have another lifetime.
Do they have like a cool bluegrass lifetime achievement?
No. Yes. Bob Marley is another shocking one. Janis Joplin. I mean, unfortunately, Janis Joplin, well, Bob Marley, and Jimi Hendrix probably not going to win one.
Why is that?
They stopped making music. Mm. Yeah, they retired from music.
How about AI?
How would you give? Let's say, because that'll probably happen. Let's say, let's just throw it out. Let's say Bob Marley releases a new song via AI. Can you give them? Can you give him a Grammy? What if it wins?
The family will.
Just seems weird to me if that happens, but we'll see. Maybe there'll be an AI category.
There should be.
Best AI song. I mean, I just released an AI album in January.
How many albums do you have out?
I have 4. 3 EPs and 1 LP.
Where can someone hear this music?
Oh, available wherever fine music is streamed, including Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, Amazon. The list goes on and on.
Do you have a cool name or you just go by Mike Rez or what?
Go by Mike Rez.
Mike Rez.
Yep. It's a artificially intelligent experience.
I can't wait for you to do a lot of sleep songs because, you know, you have all those cool sleep disorders.
Yeah. There's going to be some really cool. I should make some music via AI while I'm at the
first
sleep
song
study.
Is I Can't Breathe.
Second one is What's Going On?
There's a Kink in My Hose.
But What's Up?
Yes, What's Up?
Nobody's ever written a grid song called What's Up.
Do you enjoy my mask? Sleep paralysis? God, it's going to be cool. It's going to be like a, you know, there's going to be a cool theme.
Right. I might request, let's say, because so they're going to tell me I have sleep apnea. And they're going to say, you probably need a CPAP. I might request the full face, the nose, and the mouth.
Has anyone ever told you that, like, you're snoring real loud or?
Yes.
Okay.
I choke. I stop breathing.
Yes, you have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Yeah. It was funny that the doctor that I saw, she says, well, who complains about it the most? And I was like, well, my wife, of course. And she's like, well, you know, sleep partners are batting 100 or 1,000 when it comes to diagnosing sleep apnea. So yeah, she's been telling me for years. I'm just finally getting into it because I don't want to die in my sleep.
You want to die wide awake?
Oh, going out painfully as possible. Mm. Yeah. You know, everyone's dream.
It's better to burn out than fade away.
That's right. Speaking of fading away, I have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan ballots. This is the ranking of the finalists based on fan ballots.
Let me ask you this. Can you vote because you're in the radio business?
I think any of us can vote.
Any of us.
Yes. We just have to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. We can vote. I think you might have to sign up for an account.
Did you get us on the Razzies yet or what?
Oh, I did not. I totally forgot. We're going to do that though. We might have to vote for next year, but
okay.
Yeah. We're going to be members.
All right.
And we're going to get hats or a shirt or something just to prove that we're voting members. All right, so here are your finalists for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan ballots. Number one, Ozzy Osbourne with over 68,000 votes. Peter Frampton is second. Foreigner, Dave Matthews Band, Cher, Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey, Kool and the Gang, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Sade, Jane's Addiction, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, and Eric B. and Rakim. So that's the order they're in. I would keep Ozzy Osbourne on top. And Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Dave Matthews. I'm okay with that, but I would put Sinead O'Connor over Cher, and then Sade under that, and then Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey, blah, 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 blah. I don't think I would have Cher so high.
Who's your favorite band out of all those?
Out of all that list,
yes.
Probably Oasis. I do like Jane's Addiction, but I only know like one or two songs from them. But yeah, Oasis is pretty cool. I like Foreigner. Ozzy's good. Brampton Comes Alive. I mean, that was an album everybody
knew. Classic.
Yeah. I mean, who else could get their guitar to talk to him besides David Lee Roth?
They had so many cool live albums like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite live album, Brampton?
Oh, no.
Cheap Trick live at Budokan.
Yeah, The Dance by Fleetwood Mac. That live album's pretty good. I like that one.
I enjoy Exit Stage Left by Rush.
You would.
I do.
Yes.
And I will.
I'm trying to think what other live albums I've listened to. It's not many that I've listened to. I'm not a huge like live album fan, but
let me ask you this. Do you like your live music to sound exactly like the record, or do you like them to mix it up? Do you like it to sound all the mistakes, or do you like it mixed really tight?
I like the CD mixed tight. Live music can be a little looser. They can have their mistakes and their off-key moments.
Do you want it to sound like the song, or do you?
No.
No.
It doesn't matter.
You don't care if they mix it up?
Nope.
If they start jamming in it? Okay.
No. Well, if you go to if you've gone to a Fleetwood Mac concert, it's never the same like on the CD because Lindsey Buckingham can't help himself. He's always got to have a guitar solo in every song. So, which adds like 2 minutes to every song.
It sounds good.
Yeah. And if you can do it good, you should do it for sure. And Lindsey Buckingham can do it. So that was not a bad idea or not a bad thing. When we saw, you were there, when we saw Styx and REO, Styx was the better live band that night. REO was.
I would agree with you.
That was me.
There's other times I've seen him when it was flipped. I enjoyed REO better.
Really?
Yes.
Wonder why that is. It was a really off night for REO.
What it has to do with, do you remember how hot it was that night?
It was hot.
It was stifling. I mean, it was horrible.
And the guys in REO are a lot older than Styx.
So that's exactly what I was going to say. It was hotter than hell.
76 years old, isn't he?
The humidity was insane. They're on stage. We were just sitting there dying.
Right.
And they're performing. You got those hot lights. There was no airflow at all.
No.
So I'm surprised they did as well as they did.
Yeah. They definitely should have played first, though, that night. But, I mean, how do you know that's going to happen? But, yeah, Styx was definitely... They were on their game, as the kids would say, that night. I enjoyed that a lot.
That was a tight set. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Renegade was
That's your go-to tune?
Yeah, from Styx Live, yeah, Renegade was great.
Yeah.
So I just had a guy sing it at karaoke.
How'd he do?
He was okay. But, yeah, it was pretty wild. It did bring me back to that night at the State Fair.
Oh, there's nothing better than live music.
Yeah, we saw, last year we saw Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan did her best.
Trying
to make it sound like the CDs and the album, which was fine, and it sounded good, but I think Boyz II Men was better. And I think every one of their songs they played, they extended it by a minute or two, so which was cool. And then they actually came out and played instruments. Something that they...
Oboe? Did they play the oboe?
It was the oboe, the xylophone, and the triangle.
Triangle.
Yeah. So, and I think there was a tambourine involved too, all at the same time. So, but yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. So, and I've seen the Wailers live, the original Wailers.
The Wailers.
Yeah, they played at the State Fair for free like 8-9 years ago.
Popular sandwich. The Wailer. And the Yumbo.
That a Clark sub sandwich?
Oh, it was fish.
Was it?
The Wailer. The Yumbo. Look it up.
Remember Clark subs?
Yes, you wore a derby. I believe they wore a derby, didn't they?
They did.
Yes.
And Clark's, I think the logo was a dude with a long nose.
I think he had like, the derby and the mustache.
Who was the one where it was like hanging over the sub with the nose? Like,
yes.
I think that wasn't Clark's. That wasn't
Clark's. Clark's had the derby, the hat. Look it up.
We're looking it up. Everything you can.
Another favorite sub sandwich was Blimpie. Did you enjoy Blimpies?
Not as much as I probably should.
I like a Blimpie. I like a Capicola. Gabagool.
Gabagool.
Yeah. I enjoy a good capicola sandwich.
Okay. I see. Yep. Clark's. That is, there was one on the west side.
Yes.
Or West St. Paul. We would go there and get my dad subs for lunch break for work.
What's your go-to sub?
Gotta be turkey of some kind. And I get what the, one of the big sandwich chains, it's got avocado on it and provolone cheese.
You can't go wrong with tomato. Provolone is best.
You gotta do the oil and vinegar.
Yes.
Oh, so good. But at like Devani's Pizza, they have like a hot hoagie.
That's a local joint in the Twin Cities.
And they do like a turkey and bacon chipotle. And that's delicious.
It used to be Pontillo's.
Really?
You remember Pontillo's?
I do not remember Pontillo's.
There's also a joint here, Portillo's, right?
Yeah, that's here now.
Yes.
I think they're from Chicago.
They're from Chicago.
Yeah. I did go to I was in Chicago like 10 years ago. That was the first time I was at a Portillo's. That was pretty sweet.
Yes. We talk Twin Cities, but we are an international podcast.
Absolutely.
All right, we're wrapping this powerful episode up. Oh, look, new figure. See it?
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man.
Which one do you like better?
The original costume, the one in the box.
Yes. The box.
What's in the box?
Yes. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this powerful episode. I know I did. How about you, Mike or DJ Rez? Did you have a good time?
I always have a good time.
Yes. You enjoyed your Coors Light?
I did.
And half a Prime?
Yes.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. You know what to do. Tell a friend about our podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.